Well, as usual, I have a short story to share with you. And this week it's about a kindergarten class. And the kindergarten teacher was working with the students and she gave them a very simple assignment. Take out a piece of paper and your crayons and draw a picture of absolutely anything that you might want to draw. And then the teacher began circulating in the room, looking to see what the kids were doing and to see if maybe they needed help or something. And she came to this little girl and she said, "What are you drawing a picture of?" And the little girl said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." And the teacher said, "But honey, nobody knows what God looks like." And the little girl responded, "Well, they will in a minute." So today I want to talk to you about pixels. And to give you an idea what pixels are about, I invite you to look up at the screen up there, and you could probably make out that it's a figure. What do you see? A heart, right. But it's not exactly crystal clear, is it? And this, that's because it's made up of a bunch of squares. Each of those squares is a pixel. So if we wanted to enhance the clarity of this picture, what would we do? What would happen if we doubled the amount of squares used, but it contained it in the same space? It would become a little clearer. And what would happen if we multiplied the number of squares in this picture by 2 or 3 million? That picture would become so clear that you would still have those little jagged edges, but those would be naked to the human eye and you would see something very smooth. So to illustrate what I'm talking about, wait for it.
It's coming. There we go.
Okay, you see two figures there. The one on the right, again, consists of a bunch of little squares. The circle on the left, which looks very clearly to be a circle, is also made up of pixels. But there are so many in that picture on the left that we lose that roughness, we lose that jaggedness, and we come away with a much clearer picture. So when we're talking about pixels, really what we're talking about is some technology combined and married to an art form. So if you go to the movies or you watch your television, you're looking at a picture that is nice and smooth and clear. But what you're really looking at are millions and millions of small dots or pixels. And if somebody's a professional photographer, they're going to buy a camera and use a camera with a high pixel capacity, precisely because it will bring more clarity into this situation. And back in the days, a couple hundred years ago, when the art form of Impressionism came onto the scene, what that art form really consisted of, instead of painting in broad strokes, Impressionism is all about little tiny dabs or very, very incredibly thin brush strokes. Because the artists discovered in using this technique, they were able to, in a very powerful way, capture the true meaning of light on a canvas. And here's the kicker. When you get up in the morning and you go and you gaze at your beautiful face and your beautiful body in the mirror, and yes, your faces are beautiful and your bodies are beautiful, what you're really looking at is over 30 trillion cells or pixels. But to the naked eye, it brings continuity. It becomes form, and the more that there are, the clearer the picture becomes. So why are we talking about this today? What's this whole lesson about pixels supposed to be about? Well, keep in mind that everything that we see, touch, hear, and feel, you know, comes from divine mind and is a product of somebody or something having tapped into divine substance. And so today I want to move this and talk about spiritual pixels, or as we commonly know it in Unity, spiritual thoughts. But mostly, I really have a second agenda today, and that is I really want to cut you some slack. I really want you to relax for a change. You know, every week, we get up in this church, and we deliver a message. And not just in this church, but in Unity churches everywhere, and in fact, in all traditional faiths, when that message is given, there's usually a pretty powerful, strong commission. You know, you're told, yeah, sure, I realize you've been hurt by somebody seriously in your life, but what I want you to do is just to forgive and forget and let the whole thing go. Easier said than done. Or you've just come away with a really critical medical diagnosis or something has happened to a loved one in your life, and we get up and we preach and we say, you need to look beyond that. Today I want to change the focus a little bit. Instead of getting caught up in a ginormous problem or issue of some sort, I want to change the focus and concentrate more on little things, on pixels. Because sometimes it's just so easy to drown and feel overwhelmed when the really big things happen to us in our lives. I had that experience personally several years ago. I was confronted with something that was just eating me alive. And I didn't know what to do about it. I wasn't sleeping well. You know, I stopped eating well, and I was eating mostly junk food, and it was affecting my job and everything else, my relationships across the board. And fortunately, somebody came along and gave me some advice. And the advice that I was given is that you can't look at the enormity of the situation. You need to break it down into smaller parts, into smaller components. And then each of those things will be much easier to deal with. And that was really sound advice, and it really worked. And I said to myself, I have to hang on to this guru that gave me that advice. So I married her. Of course, it is worthwhile from time to time to pay attention to the big picture, but only in the sense where it provides us with some direction as to the next step, the next small step, the next pixel. Years ago, I took my first business trip to Paris, France. I attended a trade show there. And I had some spare time, so I decided I was definitely going to do some sightseeing. And I went and I visited the Cathedral of Notre Dame and the Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés. That last one is the oldest church in Western Europe. And I took it all in, and in the narthex of those churches, they had placards that gave a history of the church. And I learned that construction on Notre Dame began in 1160 and was not completed until a little over a century later in 1260. And at the Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, the construction time was actually longer because it was built in a little earlier period of time. And I saw this, and I just began to be incredibly fascinated with this and the implications involved. Imagine if you were hired to work in the construction of that church. Or even if you were the architect or the planners of those buildings, you would have to do so with an awareness that you were going to be long gone before it was finished. And in fact, there's a good likelihood that if you had children under the age of 20, they too would be long gone before that work was done. And it just blew me away to think about that. Imagine what it must be like to have your entire life, go through your entire life's work with an understanding that you're not going to be around to see the final product. But my friends, our spiritual journey is exactly the same. Each of us is here. We are called. We are commissioned. We are here by a divine appointment to do some things. We are here to honor a sacred contract, to journey on, and to add pixels in order to slowly bring about a clearer picture, one small step at a time. And we have a tendency, you know, we look at the smaller things that we are about or the things that we do and regard them as relatively insignificant in terms of the big, broader pictures in life. And we just tend to forget that every little thing that we do, every time we tap into divine mind or tap into spiritual divine substance in the smallest way, what we are doing is we are adding to that composite, growing, clearer picture of the manifestation of God, the manifestation of Spirit in the world in which we live. And yes, analogous to those workers that were working on those churches, we're not going to be around when that product is finished. And so if we look ahead 100 or 200 years from now, we can still understand that there is going to be a much clearer picture about the reality of God in the world. And every single thought, act, and pixel that you have done in your lifetime will be a significant part of that picture. Well, it all sounds very complicated and a little abstract. So let me give you some examples of what pixels might look like. A couple of weeks ago, I went to get a haircut. And as my hair was being cut, and we won't have any jokes about that, but as my hair was being cut, I looked on the counter in the workstation where the barber was, and he had a business card, and there was also another card, and I could make out that it had something to do with suicide prevention and intervention. And I was curious, and I said, "What is this about?" And he shared with me that he was a suicide survivor. And now he just posts that there in the off chance that somebody who needed to see it might come along at the right time, or somebody could take a card and share it with somebody who needed to see it, because he came to understand the incredible preciousness of life and he wanted to some small way get the message out. That was a pixel. And I responded to him and I said, "That's incredible what you're doing. I'm just, you know, so grateful to you. And I just want to let you know if there's ever anything I could do, seriously, give me a call to help you, you know, in this journey." And he expressed deep appreciation for my words and for my offer. And in that gratitude and in that appreciation, it doesn't seem like a big thing. It was a pixel. Years ago, my father, who worked for the gas company, on beautiful winter days like this, would do side jobs. He would go out and he would clean and repair people's space heaters and light them and get them going. And so he made a call to a little old lady, and his fee was $2. And he got to her house, and he looked around, and he saw that she had virtually nothing. So instead of taking her $2, he gave her $3. That was a pixel. One time a young man climbed up on a fire escape to get to the second floor and opened the kitchen window and crawled in and stole another old lady's radio. And the next day he was trying to sell it on the street. And again, he learned that this radio belonged to this little old lady who had really almost nothing. So later that day, he climbed again, once again on that fire escape, opened the window, and he put the radio back. Definitely a pixel. maybe someone in your life, really hurt you physically, emotionally, really, really hurt you. And you still feel the pain. And the bigger, broader picture again might be, well, you got to let it go. You got to forgive this person. And maybe today what you do instead is just say to yourself and come to that awareness, that realization, that whoever hurt you, he or she must have had enough garbage in their life to bring them to this kind of a state. And if you could just do that much, that's a pixel. Maybe on these cold winter nights, this happened to me just the other night, you crawl into bed and you get under the warm, cozy covers and you feel that warmth and you have a slight realization at least that there are people in our cities, in our neighborhoods around us who are sleeping outdoors, homeless people without a roof over their head. And you say, thank you, God, for this comfort and bless them. That's a pixel. Or maybe you're just walking down the street. We've all had this happen to us, and somebody comes up and hits us up for a buck or for some loose change. And instead of trying to distance ourselves from them, you reach into your pocket and you hand over whatever you could afford on that given day. And that's a pixel. Maybe you have a job that is incredibly unfairly demanding on you. And you're going crazy meeting deadlines. And people are knocking on your door and they're sending you text messages and they're calling you on the phone to do this, 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 and you just feel so overwhelmed, like you're swimming in it all. And maybe at that time you go into an awareness that I never was in charge and I'm not in charge now. And I can't meet every one of those stupid little demands that just keep bugging and gnawing away. And in that awareness, when you come to that, just that realization, you don't have to do anything. It's a pixel. Maybe you're involved in a very serious battle to lose some weight, and you're not doing so well. The doctor said, the next time I see you a year from now, I want to see you 50 pounds lighter. And it's like, oh my God. But maybe today, even though you're losing that battle overall, maybe today, as you look at that cookie or that donut, in that given moment, you say, no. It's a pixel. Maybe you just turn off that stupid ongoing banter in between your ears. And you start listening to that voice that is so ego-based and all about setting and executing your agenda. Maybe you just turn it off for 20 seconds in order to be fully present and to truly listen to whoever it is that is in front of you and what they're saying. And if you can do that, that is a pixel. Maybe you're just taking a shower. And maybe you're just moved to sing out in high voice and you don't care. Or maybe you're down in the dumps and you turn on the television show just to watch some nonsensical comedy, just to bring a smile or a laugh to your face. Or maybe you just treat yourself to a piece of chocolate. Because it's hard. It's really hard. All of those things, as silly, as inconsequential as they seem, those are prayers. Those are definitely pixels. All of these things that I'm talking about may be small. They may be inconsequential. And they may be insignificant when they're looked at separately, individually. because we tend to forget that absolutely everything that we do and every thought that we have and every action that we take brings clarity to the picture and reestablishes the incredible presence of Spirit in a very concrete, tangible way. Here at Unity of Fox Valley, we have a picture. It's a family picture. Each and every one of you is a pixel. And the picture would not be as clear or as perfect without you. 2,000 years ago, our way shower Jesus came upon the scene and he brought forward all sorts of pixels. And so when he cured a blind man and a paralytic on the Sabbath, a definite violation of the law, that was a pixel. And when he sat down and had a simple dinner with somebody who was regarded as a sinner, that was a pixel. And when he got up and defended a woman who had been accused of adultery, that was a pixel. When he broke down and wept and sobbed and cried when Lazarus died and he could feel the pain of all of the people around him, it was a pixel. Every time that he went off and he prayed, that was a pixel. Every time he loved even a little bit or accepted somebody a little bit, that was a pixel. I started off this talk with that story about the little girl in kindergarten drawing a picture of God. She could not have cared less that nobody knew what God looked like. Because what she was manifesting, demonstrating, was that picture of God in her own life. In every life form, in every human being, does the same exact thing. And the fact that all of those pictures are not identical is not only okay, it's wonderful. It's beautiful. After all, a rose does it one way, a hummingbird does it in another. But we have been gifted with this incredible consciousness, this awareness. And so for us, there exist greater responsibilities, but also greater opportunities. Because we could be selective, we can be choosy, we could make the picture of God clearer, more demonstrative in any way, shape, or form that appeals to us and has significance for us. Early on, I showed you the picture of that want-to-be heart. And I made the point that if you were to multiply the number of squares in that picture by millions, all of a sudden you would have crystal clear clarity. And you might be sitting there and thinking, it's a lot of work to add millions of pixels. Think what goes on in your head every day. Every thought is a prayer. And so as we go through those thoughts, in which we receive hundreds per hour and thousands every day, we are in control at any given time, any given moment. We can step in and create a truly divine picture. There's no hurry. There's no hurry whatsoever. What we are involved in is a truly miraculous creative process. So take it easy on yourself. Forgive yourself. Give yourself some time. Call on that incredible virtue of patience. And just know that you are here to pixel left, right, up, and down every day.